A cheerleader scorned, part two, Woodshop Pop. In here! Jordan tugged Heather's arm and pushed open the door, pulling the cheer captain excitedly in behind her. She flicked on the lights before the darkness could fold fully around them, revealing a room modestly sized for its purpose. A few solid tables stood out along a bare hardwood floor, surrounded by a variety of tools, the smell of sawdust, a posted reminder that Susie never wore her safety glasses, and that now she doesn't need them. A back room of the wood shop? Heather said flatly, making no effort to disguise her puzzlement. Why not? Jordan said, smiling. It's pretty private, after all. Had to nick that key to get in here. And there's some equipment we're gonna need. She said no more, deliberately ignoring Heather's inquiring expression. Giving the runaround to the biggest tease in the school was something she couldn't help savoring. Especially, she thought, perching on the edge of a table and pulling off her shoes, when she knew firsthand how hard her little innocent act could fall. However much she toyed around, Heather was never one to turn down a good time in the end, and today, Jordan knew, would be no different. She pulled her legs up, hugging her knees, gripping the edge of the table with her toes. I'll go first, then, she offered cryptically. Don't worry, I won't leave you hanging for too long. She slid back to lay full out on the tabletop and reached out to grab the equipment. A thick rubber hose hanging beside the table, connected to a compressor somewhere above and sporting a short lever on the nozzle that would open the valve at a touch and spring back on release. Smiling up at Heather, Jordan lifted the hem of her shirt and slipped the hose underneath the fabric. Real excitement bubbled within her as the cold metal slipped up against her skin, anticipation for that beautiful surging sensation. Heather wasn't the only one who knew a good time when she saw one. Jordan bit her lower lip as the nozzle emerged from her collar, gave one last inviting glance before taking the hose in her mouth and biting down. Immediately, there was a loud hiss, and a blast of air filled her cheeks. She kicked out involuntarily, eyes widening. The rush of air was enormous, larger even than she had anticipated. Biting back a scream, she managed to clench her teeth until the gushing air pushed the exclamation back down her throat. Seconds passed, the initial panic ebbing away, and she slowly relaxed, closing her eyes and enjoying the feeling of air filling her body. She stretched out, letting the hem of her shirt slide up her expanding midriff, spread her arms and legs, imagined for a moment that she was a hapless cheer captain, tied down to her bed and waiting to burst. She gave a wicked giggle at the thought, drifting half into a sweet daydream. Warm fingers touched her stomach and she gave a slight start, opening her eyes to see Heather looming over her. Long blonde hair flowed freely over Heather's shoulders, her ponytail taken down and glasses stowed away. Excitement pulled out the corners of her mouth and her eyes were set. Jordan had been enough parties to know what that look meant, and exactly what that meant. Heather needed no encouragement but went swiftly to work, slipping her hands up Jordan's swelling stomach and peeling her shirt smoothly off her body. A click and a soft sigh, nearly lost against the noise of blasting air, heralded the release of her belt buckle, the relief of its iron grip around her hips. Heather's eyes twinkled mischievously as she opened Jordan's fly, revealing a pair of brightly colored panties in matching color with her already visible bra. "Pink looks good on you," she said, giving Jordan's waistband a playful snap and pulling her jeans down long, smooth legs. Heather moved her fingers back up, playing over Jordan's tight, rounded stomach, trailing tingling pleasure as she went. Jordan squirmed slightly as Heather moved up her sides, massaging as she went. Waves of laughter built up within her as Heather began tickling in earnest, turning her cheeks the color of her panties. Heather grinned and tickled with renewed fervor. Tears filled Jordan's eyes as she gritted her teeth, trying to hold the hose in her mouth against the bubbling glee. Their little game lasted only a moment before Jordan surrendered with a shriek of joy, gasping for breath as the metal nozzle clattered against the tabletop. "Whoops!" Heather said, sticking out her tongue. "Aw," Jordan groaned, looking up at Heather's teasing smile. "I was having so much fun!" She reached up, wrapping her arms around Heather's shoulders, and drew her gently down to lie fully against her body. Leaning her head forward, her lips hovered inches from Heather's ear. "I'm gonna blow you up big for that," she whispered with fake menace. Do your worst. She rolled over, pressing Heather beneath the full weight of her swollen stomach for a moment before pushing herself slowly up, kneeling over her. Heather stretched herself out, staring with impatience, but Jordan worked with deliberate slowness. She hiked Heather's shirt slowly up, pausing halfway through to squeeze the breast under her sky-blue bra. Once the shirt lay forgotten on the floor, she took the time to work her fingers up and down Heather's quivering stomach before popping open her belt, unzipping her fly a tick at a time to gradually expose her soft blue panties. Jordan swooped down with hose in hand as Heather finished kicking her jeans off, waving the nozzle tantalizingly close as the last bit of denim cleared her toes. "Open your mouth and close your eyes, and I'll give you something to double your size!" Heather squeezed her eyes shut, opening her mouth and sticking out her tongue. "Ah!" Jordan cracked a grin. In one smooth motion, she twitched aside the fabric of Heather's panties and inserted the nozzle deep between her legs. Heather screamed, snapping open her eyes as a bolt of shock and pleasure shot through her. She arched her back, kicking out, throwing her hands instinctively down towards her crotch. Jordan's own hand shot out in response, grabbing Heather's wrist and holding on tight as she started inflating, shook in feeble protest. For a moment, Heather struggled against her, and then she simply lay back and groaned. Jordan released her grip, smiling over the inflating girl as her stomach began to fill out, arms and legs spreading as the pressure trickled into them. Heather hummed in contentment, reaching her arms around Jordan and squeezing her in a hug. Their taut bellies rubbed against each other, Heather revealing in Jordan's tight, round form, Jordan feeling herself buoyed up as Heather expanded beneath her. Heather sighed, relaxing as Jordan amused herself exploring her swelling frame. She traced a finger aimlessly over one bare shoulder, slid it down her ever-growing side, flipping upwards and attacked her armpit. Heather laughed, her body vibrating against Jordan's, rolling her hips upwards. Jordan brought her other hand to bear and Heather let her arms fall back, stretched over her head while her ringing laughter drowned out the blast of air gushing into her. Jordan slid her hands up, twining her fingers with Heather's and pinning her hands down. "I've got you! Now I can pump you up as big as I want!"
"No!" Heather cried playfully. "I'm gonna explode! Kaboom!"
They giggled, squeezing each other while the compressed air did its work. Heather's breathing began to quicken, driven by the gushing pleasure between her legs. Her body continued to swell, lifting Jordan steadily higher. A second note joined the loud hissing from the hose. A deep, low whoosh. She was growing tighter and tighter, fuller and fuller, the jet of air echoing inside her as her body expanded. She closed her eyes, letting a soft moan through half-parted lips, trembling with pleasure. Heavy breathing turned to panting and then to gasping. Her cheeks flushed a brilliant red. A light sweat touched her forehead. She pumped her hips, rolling her head back and forth, legs kicking out, waves of pleasure knotting up inside her. There was a brief hiss and a drawn-out groan. Heather cracked open her eyes to see Jordan's smiling face hovering above her own, the rubber hose dangling carelessly from her fingers.
"No," she pleaded. "Don't stop!"
"Stop what?"
"Pumping me up!" Heather exclaimed. "Psh! Boom!"
"Oh," Jordan said, licking her lips. "Like this?" She slid forward and bent down, wrapping Heather in a tight embrace, trapping her thighs in the crook of her own legs, locking their lips together. She steeled herself, battling Heather's huge internal pressure as the airway opened between them and blew back hard. Her own internal pressure gently fell as Heather grew even larger beneath her, a titillating sound like stretching rubber beginning to echo faintly from her body. Again, she pumped her lungs, and then again, gradually deflating as she blew Heather up like a balloon. For her part, Heather could hardly contain herself, squirming with pleasure, revealing in the subtle stretching of her own body with each forced inhalation. Soon enough, Jordan was back to her lithe self, but she kept on going, breathing in deep and forcing another dozen lungfuls into Heather for good measure. Finally, she broke the kiss, sitting up as Heather moaned beneath her, savoring her handiwork. Heather looked fit to burst, her skin tight as a drum. Her soft blue bra was stretched unbearably tight, her panties ready to pop. From her panting mouth to her wriggling feet, she seemed to be barely holding herself together, and yet she groaned for more. I told you I'd blow you up big, Jordan said softly. Or should we see just how big you can get?
Bigger! Heather cried.
Jordan picked up the hose, absent-mindedly inspecting it. Are you sure? Heather groaned.
Blow me up, please!
With a sugar on top?
And a cherry.
Jordan smiled, lowering the nozzle, tracing it up the inside of Heather's thigh. I don't know, she said, watching Heather twitch visibly as she slid off target at the last second to swirl it around her bloated belly. The cherry might be too much. We don't want you to burst now, do we?
Boom!
Heather cried pleadingly, spreading her arms and legs in imitation of an explosion. Her target exposed, Jordan casually fingered the valve, shooting out a blast of air to hit Heather right between the legs. Heather's patience ended with a startled gasp. She reached out with surprising speed, grabbing the hose right out of Jordan's hands, and plunged it into herself.
Oh!
She arched her back, curled her toes, spreading her legs as her knees turned to jelly. The rush of air was as strong as ever, but the pleasure poured in even hotter. Her body was growing tight, tighter, impossibly tight, impossibly full. Her arms and legs creaked with every movement, her belly groaning like an overfull balloon. But her lust was insatiable. She moaned as the pressure inside her soared, feeling every nook and cranny of her body.
Ah!
She passed the point of no return and kept on going, soaring on a wave of ecstasy. She didn't notice how Jordan rolled off of her own to observe from a safe distance, how violently her body trembled as the endless surge of air between her legs threatened to pop her like a tick. The only thing she could concentrate on was growing bigger, tighter, fuller, holding off the finish in a battle that could only end in sweet defeat. She was sweating, gasping for breath, heart racing. The waves of pleasure inside her crested, poised to break. She gasped weakly before losing control entirely.
Wah!
Release hit her like a freight train, throwing her limbs out to the side as the building waves broke and crashed through her. The power of her climax left her helpless, surrendering entirely to the orgasmic thrill that flowed and ebbed and flowed back in again, the building pressure inside her body that paced her moans with an ever louder, ominous creak. She giggled loudly as her rapture ran its course, a sigh escaping her mouth with every rumbling aftershock. Her body was so full now, so deliciously, dangerously full. It was so tempting to lay back, see just how big she could grow, just how much air she could squeeze inside herself. But that was a siren song that would turn her teases to reality. With a final sigh of pleasure, she reached down to remove the hose, but her hands met only her swollen stomach. She couldn't reach it. She realized with alarm, her arms were too stiff, her rounded belly too large. Panting with effort, she extended her arms to their limits, but her fingers barely brushed the tight-packed rubber before melting under another rogue wave of pleasure.
No, she cried out. Jordan, I can't! Ah!
Jordan stepped forward, bending over Heather close enough to feel the heat rising from her flushed face.
What's the matter? She said with deadly sweetness. I thought you were just begging to burst.
Pshh!
A particularly loud, strained creak filled the air and she darted quickly away, ducking for cover behind a nearby table. Tears filled Heather's eyes, panic soaring within her. She knew what came next, how little she could do to stop it. In desperation, she clamped her feet over the hose, but her socks merely slid over the smooth rubber. The rushing air flowed into her unbated, filled her up until there was absolutely no room left and kept on coming, pumping her bloated body just a little too tight, too big, too full. She gasped, trembled, opened her mouth to scream, and exploded with a single deafening blast. Boom! Jordan giggled, stepping out from behind safe cover and snatching a scrap of sky blue fabric out of the air.